You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Sync Radio. We are local music.
Skyforce!
Lords of the Trident on Mag Sync Radio.
Oh, man. That's an old one.
Yeah.
What did we say that was from? 2015?
You know, Rocker, that takes me back. I used to be in this band called Lords of the Trident.
Yeah, it was 2011.
Oh, wow.
2011.
Chains on Fire.
I mean, we finished recording it in 2010, and we did a release early 2011. So, you know, it's very, very, very old. You know, I'm currently crumbling into dust here at Mag Sync Radio.
He's listening to the mix and he's like,
every time I hear something before like our 2013 album, I'm like, oh god, no, like somebody remix this, please. Who let me near the mixing console? Who did that? You know,
Lords of the Trident, the most metal band on earth, Madison's Lords of the Trident started releasing albums and performing in 2009.
Yeah.
And the band has experienced lineup changes, but the one constant, it's been singer and band leader Ty Christian, a.k.a. Fang von Raffenstein.
Hello.
And Ty is a musician and a mover and shaker in the scene. I mean, you may have seen him as the MC of the Mom Awards for many years. And the Wisconsin Metal Fest is coming up at the High Noon Saloon on Friday, January 16th. It features Casket Robbery, Yo Tuma, and Lords of the Trident.
Yeah.
So here in the studio to catch us up with the band, Ty Christian. Ty, welcome back to Mag Sync Radio.
Always wonderful to be here, and I will always come whenever you message me. Always. You know, even if it's last minute, be like, oh my God. Yep, I will be here.
I'll call the studios.
Help.
Save us.
Yeah, how are you guys doing? It's been a hot minute since I've been on Mag Sync Radio, and it's great to be back. And it's wonderful to see your faces, and yeah.
It's great to
smell
see
your
you.
Smells. It's the one thing you don't get over radio is just the odor of Mag Sync Radio. And it's kind of like an Aquafina, you know, it's a nice floral scent. It's nice, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I've been busy. It's been a crazy couple of years.
Lords of the Trident, you guys toured Japan last December.
We did. Yep.
And you know, what was the most unique food you ate that like you would never know unless you went to Japan?
Okay, well,
that's a loaded question.
That is a loaded question. Oh, I know. Okay, I got this. Okay, so my good friend who lives in Japan, she got us there's this Michelin star stuff on a stick restaurant. Okay,
stuff on a stick.
You know when you go to out to like the food stalls and they do like deep fried stuff on a stick.
Food stalls.
Yeah, well, like you know, like you're walking around. I don't know. You walk around Brazil or you walk around
street food.
Street food is what I'm talking about. Okay, So this is stuff like deep fried stuff on a stick, but it's Michelin star. Deep fried stuff on a stick.
Yeah.
Right? And I had 30 sticks of random things. Right? And I didn't know what they were. This was my favorite dining experience. One of my favorite dining experiences of all time. Because this dude was just like putting stuff on sticks, wrapping it up, deep frying it, and then he'd just like toss it at you. And this guy was a Michelin star chef. So it was amazing. It was incredible food. But the craziest thing that I ate, that I was told what it was after the fact.
Oh boy.
Was fish sperm.
Oh.
Deep fried fish sperm.
Mm-hmm. How big are these things?
They're tiny. They're little, like they're bite size, you know.
Okay.
So they're like
well, it's not just one.
Yeah,
sperm.
It was a collection of. You know, it was,
I'm just trying to digest this here.
So was I, you know. Luckily, since it was Michelin star, it was very good. But yeah, other than that, other than the fish sperm, probably my favorite food to get generally in Japan is called takoyaki. It's deep fried.
Oh, I love those
octopus balls. Yeah,
not balls of octopus.
Balls of octopus. Yeah, I know. When I say octopus balls, it sounds.
Do octopus have balls?
Right. I mean, that is a question for Wikipedia, my friend. But you know, little balls of octopus deep fried and then you know, oh man, we had such a good time. Yeah, it was great. We were there for 2.5 weeks. We went with another good friend band of ours called Seven Spires, and we toured all around Japan 2.5 weeks. And the craziest thing about it was we brought along with 40 of our fans.
Wow.
So we basically put together this sightsee by day, follow us on tour by night package. And we told all the people who are backing us on Patreon, we said, hey, if you want to come to Japan hang out with us, see us on tour, you know, on tour every single night, spend the day with us. You know, we'll get everything together in terms of travel, in terms of hotels, in terms of translators, interpreters, everything. Yeah. You can do it, you know, and we made it, and it was pretty affordable. It was like $5,000 for 2.5 weeks.
Wow.
Everything included.
Per person?
Per person, yep.
Well, yeah, but I mean, flights, rooms, food.
Wow. Hotel, transport, bus. Interpreters, you know, 24/7 interpreters.
It was sperm.
Fish sperm, you know, only I got to experience that. Everybody else got the octopus balls, but I got the fish sperm. So we had 40 people with us. All in all, the total, you know, amount of people that were traveling with us was like about 53. And I don't know if you've ever tried to cram 53 Americans onto a bullet train in less than 60 seconds, but it is a feat. We did it successfully. We only missed one train the entire time we were there. And we played to, you know, great crowds. Planned to like 150, 250 people a night. It was much bigger than our last tour of Japan. And it was super duper fun. And it was a great experience to connect with our fans and to spend, you know, I mean, we spent 2.5 weeks with these people. Mm-hmm. And at the end, we all went to the hot springs. And so they saw us all naked. So it was, you know, it was an extra package, extra perk, you know.
Wow.
A package deal.
Free. Yeah.
If you will.
Yeah, next year it's $6,000 with the nudity.
Yeah, the nudity is extra, right? Yeah. So that was really fun. Other things in
do they have bidets on the train?
Oh, dude, do they? Come on.
Wait, so 300 miles an hour.
Yeah.
Using a duvet. Yeah.
That's not dangerous?
No. The water pressure. Listen. I am a Toto supremacy household. Every single toilet in my house has been replaced with a Toto tornado flush toilet, which I could talk about on this very program for hours. So you don't want even me going into this, but I have bidets on every single toilet in my house, and I am a bidet evangelist. You know, I will proselytize to you. Hey, do you remember in 2020 when there was a run on toilet paper and you couldn't find toilet paper? I didn't.
Wow.
I don't remember that, Rocker. You know why?
Yeah, because he has the equipment.
Because I've got the equipment. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, now you guys are headed out to Europe coming up in 2026. What's your approach to booking these international tours? And tell us what you're going to be doing in Europe.
What's my approach? My approach is falling over myself constantly. You know, it's a lot of emails saying, excuse me, hello, yes, we are a band from the United States, and we would very much love to play the Germany because we've heard all about your beers. Also, we are a metal band, and we promise not to break anything. Or maybe we will break everything. Whatever you're into, really, it's just fine. But so like we are booked on two major festivals. We're bookending the tour with two major festivals. The first one is in Bulgaria. It's Mildolidary Rock Festival. And then the last one at the end of the tour is Masters of Rock in Chechnya.
Yeah.
And so I'm super excited about those. Those are big stages. Those are like, you know, 30, 40,000 people festivals. And then in between, essentially, we are working with local promoters through people that we know, through friends of friends, to set up smaller club gigs so that we can, you know, live, eat, you know, continue to exist, and sling some t-shirts while we're over there. So yeah, it's about kind of, you know, when you go into those new markets, it's really about who you know and asking people, where's the best place to play? Where's the best place to get beer and doner kebab at 2 a.m. after you are, you know, after the too many beers
and cheap spaghetti
apparently.
Yeah. December 12th, Lords of the Trident are playing at the Rock House in Chicago, then Wisconsin Metal Fest at the High Noon Saloon on January 16th. Tell us about these shows. You're playing with some great bands.
Yep. On December 12th in Chicago, we were playing with our good friends Starkill, who are headlining the show. They're a Chicago native band, and they actually played the festival that we run, Mad with Power Fest, not this year, but last year, in 2024. And they are just an absolute powerhouse of a band. Very excited to be playing with them. And there's a couple local openers who I haven't actually ever seen, but I've been listening to some of their music, and I'm very excited to be playing with them. But, you know, in general, I just want to give my buds and Starkill a hug. It's going to be very fun. It's going to be a good time. And then, of course, we have the Wisconsin Metal Fest on January 16th, and we're playing with Yotuma, who is, you know, incredible. I mean, you guys know Yotuma. And of course, Casket Robbery. Oh, yeah. Do I even have to tell your listeners about Casket Robbery? They're so good. And they've been on fire. They've been touring like nonstop. I'm concerned that maybe they just live in their van now, all of them. You know, like did they rent an RV and they just never returned it?
They just,
you know? But yeah, they've been really good, and they've been friends of ours for a long time. In fact, Brian, our guitarist, used to be in the band Luna Mortis with Corey, the guitarist of Casket Robbery. So it's all this weird, you know, Madison friend of friend, weird family vibe, you know, kind of thing. And also for just for those people out there listening on Max Inc. Radio, okay, I want you to come real close to your devices here.
Okay.
There's a secret. There's a secret show. There's a secret Lords of the Trident show in between these two shows, okay? Don't tell anybody, even though you're listening to this right now. Just don't, you know, turn the volume down. Okay. I'm not going to tell you where it's at, but it's for our Patreon backers only, and it's going to be somewhere in Madison, somewhere on December 13th, and we're going to be doing like a four-hour show, and not only that, it is a heavy metal potluck. Right?
What is a heavy metal potluck?
Exactly what it sounds like. Yeah. You come with your favorite, you know, a dragon carved out of cheese and ham, right?
Sure.
You know, and you get your hot dish with little, you know, little tridents poking out of it.
Yeah.
And you come and you enjoy. It's you know, it's a real nice Wisconsin time. You know, we have a good time here. We just play some heavy metal and we're just having a great blast, you know. And so everybody just brings their hot dish and just, you know, something to pass. You know, Deb makes a darn good hot dish, if I do say. I don't know if I can say darn on the radio, but oh my gosh. You know.
Ty, be careful.
If you've never been to a heavy metal potluck, if you've never been to a Lords of the Trident show, I would recommend check out our Patreon. Just search Lords of the Trident Patreon. You'll find it. And get in on there, and then you can figure out where the secret show is. It's also free, by the way. So you don't have to pay anything.
No, but you just gotta bring a dish to pass.
You need to be a Patreon member.
You gotta be a Patreon member, but once you're there, once you're in, it's free, baby. You got everything. And at the $5 level, you get access to all of our albums, like for free. You can just download them. You know, cool. So it's, you don't have to pay that Bandcamp. You don't have to pay that iTunes.
No.
$5. And don't tell anybody about the Patreon show. Except tell everybody.
How do we keep up with Lords of the Trident online?
LordsOfTrident.com or just Google Lords of the Trident. We're the first 50 pages, then it gets weird.
Yep. After that, it gets weird.
But check us out on YouTube. You know, we're Patreon, LordsOfTrident.com or YouTube is probably the biggest biggest area that we live in, that we exist in. So, yeah.
All right. Sounds good, Ty. Thank you so much for coming in to chat with us tonight. We really appreciate it. And we have one more song that we're going to play. It's called The Ballad of John Milwaukee. It's from your latest EP, VGEP. Tell us about this song quick before we listen.
The Ballad, so the VGEP stands for the Video Game EP, and it's a bunch of songs that we recorded for our concept record, The Offering, that the vibe just wasn't exactly fitting for that concept record.
I thought it was the Very Good EP. Sorry.
You know, make up your own anagram or whatever, acronym or whatever. Yeah, whatever you want it to be called. So we decided to take the songs that we had sitting around and write them about some of our favorite video games. And this song is about the video game Road Rash. And if you've ever played the video game Road Rash, it's a racing game where you beat everyone up along the way, and it's all about motorcycles. And one of the characters that you could pick on Road Rash is named John Milwaukee. And so, of course, living in Madison, I had to. You know, it's the closest thing, right?
You have to.
So I always play John Milwaukee, and I realized John Milwaukee does not have a backstory to him, right? And so, of course, we had to make amazing backstory, and we made it in a song format.
Yeah.
So this is the Ballad of John Milwaukee.
It's your duty.
Let's hear it right now. Max Inc. Radio, we are local music. This is Lords of the Trident and the Ballad of John Milwaukee.
But everyone knows when it's time to rain.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.